Task force members say the compact will allow the district to help bridge the divide between charter and traditional schools. School board member Byron Amos chairs the task force.
It gives us a chance to identify the best practices on both levels, on traditional school side and the charter school side, to be prepared to share those. Also look at the economies of scales to see what we can do together around our financial picture.
Amos says if the effort is approved, it will not be the first time the school system has worked to develop a compact. A draft of another compact was started under Dr. Beverly Hall, but was never voted on.
Leadership changed, and the leadership that came in really did not see it as an important tool to move us forward. So we do have the draft, though even those people who developed the first compact see that there is a bigger need and a largening of the conversation.
School board chair Courtney English says he's in favor of creating a new compact.
This is a step in the right direction that will allow charter and traditional folks to sit at the same table, collaborate, work together, and again, fulfill the mission and the promise of what charter schools were initially designed to do, and that is be laboratories of innovation. Once we've identified those things that are working for our kids, they're supposed to be applied to our traditional schools, and this is an opportunity to do just that.
An exact process for developing the compact is still being determined. But task force members say if approved, they plan to get input from school leaders and other stakeholders. Grady High School parent Abby Martin says community input throughout the process is vital.
If we're trying to build one, I think it's important that you communicate and let people have feedback at a meaningful point in time.
Compacts between charter and traditional schools have been approved in a number of other cities, including Sacramento, Denver, and New York. The Austin Independent School District, where incoming APS Superintendent Maria Karstarfin served since 2009, also greenlighted a compact. While in Austin, Karstarfin was credited with raising graduation rates and helping the district get through tough financial times. But she was also criticized when the school board partnered with a charter school operator to create an in-district charter school at an East Austin elementary school. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.